This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, you can call in or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There's a lot going on up at the website, too. You can head up there whether you want to watch live, listen live, take the poll. You're reading the stories. That's always good, too. The stuff just makes me crazy, right? We've got, I'll get to the Joey B stuff in a minute. Cause there's so many crazy stories about Joe Biden and his team, who now are giggling pretty much at every issue. You know, the nervous giggle shows that you don't have a clue to what you're doing. The nervous giggle that they have is because they don't. They don't have a solution. And how dare you question them? They've always had that attitude. How dare you question them? Right? And even if you're right, you're wrong. Listen to them. Listen to how they respond. It's not cool. That's why we need to fight back and push back. Or they're going to keep doing this to us. And you know what I mean by us? I'm talking about all of us-ins. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're hanging out with. Listen, send me an email. Some of you will say to me, I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear my voice on the radio. So just send me an email. I'll read it for you. As long as you're not belligerent or, you know, crazy, I won't even read your name if you don't want me to. Speaking of belligerent or crazy... This is always amazing to me. A Christian professor says that Christianity is the greatest threat to humanity. No, morons like you are the greatest threat to humanity. How could you say something like that? Now, there are some lefties out there that are going to scream and yell that, you know, well, you know, look at the Crusades and look at this and look what they've done. And they forced the Native Americans to speak English and give up their gods and yada, yada, yada. Right. Because this is not history. I mean, Islam didn't do this, right? Muslims didn't do this, correct? We go down the whole list of different cultures that have done this over the centuries. But a professor of theology and Baptist studies at Duke University, the Divinity School, said that the social media post, which he called evangelical Christianity, the greatest threat to human existence, was taken out of context. Worse, evangelical Christianity is the greatest threat to human existence today. It must be laid waste, wrote the Duke Divinity professor. He deleted the tweet. Why delete it if you think it was okay? Professor was responding to another user on Twitter. Freeman told Breitbart News that his tweet was a hyperbolic statement referring to extreme militant and radical expressions of Christianity that led to January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol. Right there tells me he's not in touch with reality. I'm sorry, right-wing Christianity led to the militant attack on the 6th? So right there you're saying it was Christians, it was MAGA people, it was conservative people. You would be incorrect. The majority of those people were not conservatives that were destroying property. We don't do it. Look at all the other riots. Who were they done by? But it was taken out of context, the professor added. It refers to the need for evangelical churches to counter this extreme and violent ideology through teaching and correction. Now, while Friedman deleted the tweet, the professor later took to social media to explain why he is concerned, ready for this, why he's concerned about white American evangelical culture. He claims it's fundamentally rooted in the belief that black lives don't matter, among other things. But he doesn't back it up. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it fundamentally rooted in that? Where do white... Well, I don't even know why he puts a white in there. Any evangelical Christian who truly believes what his Bible says doesn't see color. It's real simple. Jesus said we're all of one blood. All. He didn't say, well, the blacks are one blood. The whites are another blood. Asian folks. They're a totally different blood altogether. You don't hear that anywhere. Jesus does not separate us out. We are all of one family. We are all of one blood. And sorry to tell you heathens, okay, he's not talking about you. I wasn't going to go down this road, but all of a sudden I got this, like, tug. Look, you cannot... We are not all God's children. We might be all God's creation because God set up creation to work a certain way. When your mom and dad came together, God set the law in motion that, fertilizes the egg and makes things happen. Really that simple. But you're not created by God in essence. He set the process in motion. You can't be part of the family until you accept Christ. And I say that in the matter of which the Bible says it, right? God sent Christ to reconcile his family back to him. Look, my kids, not the neighbor's kids, right? Not my next-door neighbors. I mean, for all intents and purposes, my kids could walk in the house anytime they want to. Hi, Dad. Reach in the refrigerator. Eat the food that's here. As long as they're not stupid about it, leave me some. All right, they're part of the family. There's rights and responsibilities, but there's rights that come along with being part of the family. If you are not part of my family, if you're not my blood, you don't get to show up, walk in the front door, raid the refrigerator, eat, do your laundry, and leave again. It doesn't work that way. Well, what makes you think it's any different with God's family? Come and see your host. This is the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Truth. Welcome back. Hopefully you are back. Well, I'm back. Hopefully you're back. Coming to your house, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. All right. Back at it again. I'm sure I'll get some pushback on that. If you missed the last segment, just go get it. I'm not going to repeat myself. We're talking about how a professor, Christian professor, that Christianity is the greatest threat to humanity. He said he was taken out of context. He was responding to somebody on... That's what you get for responding to Yohos on Twitter. And he went on to say that evangelical Christianity is the greatest threat to human existence today, and it must be laid waste. But what does that mean? I mean, to me, an evangelical... Maybe some of my smart people in the chat room come up with something different. But to me, the evangelical simply laying out the truth as to what they believe it is. doing exactly what Christ called them to do, is to evangelize, to teach the gospel, to preach the gospel, to talk about the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Now, he never told us to jump on your shoulders and beat it into you. But every chance you get, look, you Christians who keep your mouth shut, you are all about the movies, you're all about the music, you're all about the restaurant. You will tell everybody who wants to hear, and even those who don't want to hear, about your restaurant escapades. But when it comes to Jesus, crickets. What is that all about? Not trying to be mean, serious. What is that all about? Anyway, the professor was responding to another user on Twitter. And he said it was nothing more but like a hyperbolic rant. Yeah, but there's always truth in those. Right? And he's talking about the evangelical churches that counter this extreme and violent ideology through teaching and correction. Well, there's your problem right there. Who's teaching? Who's correction? You've got churches splitting up all over the place. Why do you think there's denominations? Anybody know what a denomination is? Hello? Right? A denomination separates things out, doesn't it? The Episcopalians, the main Episcopalian group, they don't believe along the lines of mainstream Christianity. They openly admit that they loosely interpret Scripture, for changes in today. Well, if the Almighty who created the universe didn't know what was going to happen in the future, didn't know enough to change put it in the Scripture, well, in 2,000 years, that won't apply. But for today, marriage is only between a man and a woman. I mean, wouldn't he have known? No, he didn't expect anything to change. Whatever he wrote in that word, whatever he wrote in his Bible, whatever he wrote in all those books. And again, some of you who are going to say, yeah, but that was written by a bunch of old white guys. No, I know it was written by the hand of a bunch of old white guys. But the Bible says they wrote it as the Spirit gave them utterance. As God told them to write, they wrote. Now, the professor deleted the tweet. Why would he do that if it was okay? Right? He went back to say he was upset or concerned. He's concerned about the white American evangelical culture. What the heck does that mean? Seriously. He said, thanks for calling out my excessive rhetoric. Let me try to be more clear, Friedman tweeted. I am concerned about the white American evangelical culture that is focused on five fundamentals. Guns are good, vaccines are bad, science is bunk, news is fake, and black lives don't matter. These are dangerous. Well, you're not too swift, Mr. Professor Friedman. That is not what mainstream evangelicals are focused on. Guns are good. There's nothing wrong with guns. There's something wrong with evil people who own guns. But God gave us the ability to defend ourselves. God had his people take up over and over and over again. Take up arms, take up weapons, and fight. But that's bad, right? No, vaccines aren't bad, as a rule, or in general, the reasoning behind them, what people are trying to do. But bad people who are coming up with vaccines, bad people who aren't telling us the truth, government agencies that aren't telling us the truth, they're bad. And yes, when science tells us there's no difference between male and female, science is bunk. When science tells us that actually doesn't tell us any of this, but if science is telling us that the world was over in the 60s and 5 years, and then in the 70s it gave us 12 years, in the 80s we went back to 6 years, I mean, just ridiculous. Yes, science is bunk. See, you see how he's generalizing here? News is fake. No, not all news is fake. The outlets that tend to lean heavily left are fake. They couldn't find the truth with both hands. And the black lives don't matter? That's just a lie. The only difference is we don't say black lives don't matter. We say all lives matter. Every human has a right to exist. And show you how hypocritical this is. Do black unborn lives matter? Mr. Professor, you didn't really do anything with that, did you? This is the stuff that makes me nuts. Dig deeper. That's how you make it happen. You dig deeper. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, and when you get down to it, again, he's a seminary professor. And he's sitting there telling these kids that what he's teaching, what he's talking about, what he's pushing is dangerous. Why is he teaching it then? I mean, anybody home? Oh, God. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. But you should probably check him out. You know, I've done a little bit on him. Check him out. It's amazing at how many of these professors, how many of these people that truly are full of themselves. That you better believe what they tell you to believe or else. That's scary in and of itself. Nobody makes any mistakes. I don't know if I hit this last night or not. I meant to. Joe Manchin out of... I saw no hope in him. You know, based on what's been going on in his life, his wife gets a nice cushy job from Joe Biden. But he's out of West Virginia. And they tend to lead more conservative. I think Manchin probably more of a stereotypical or a Democrat liberal. Not the liberal we think of today. He's been pushing and pleading with his fellow Democrats for bipartisanship by opposing killing the filibuster. And his colleagues have had enough. Top Representative Jill Clyburn went after Manchin in an interview. And we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. This is a big deal. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is pushing his deadline for all states to make coronavirus vaccines available to all adults up by 2 weeks. Biden said Tuesday that his new goal is to have vaccinations available to every American adult that wants one by April 19th. He'd previously set a deadline of May 1st for states to open up their vaccine eligibilities. Speaking from the White House, the president urged people to continue to wear masks and socially distance, saying that while there are better days ahead, we aren't at the finish line yet.
The virus is spreading because we have too many people who've seen the end in sight
think we're at the finish line already. Let me be deadly earnest with you. We aren't at the finish line. We still have a lot of work to do. We're still in a life and death race against this virus. Until we get more people vaccinated, we need everyone to wash their hands, socially distance, and mask up in a recommended mask from the CDC.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I could beat this up to death, but you guys get the general idea here. I love when the Democrats and Republicans, they really have created this major league divide between the two. And it's almost like, and I hate to bring her up, but what is her name? Sarah Silverman brought it up a few weeks ago. We've now gotten to the point where no matter what's said, no matter how it's said, we distrust. We don't trust it. When you were talking about your, when a Democrat comes up with something that they want to do, we Republicans are looking for what's hidden in there because they've bitten us so many times before. And vice versa, there's plenty of mainstream Democrats when they hear something that's been proposed by a Republican, they go, oh my God, what's hidden in there? Think about that. Think about how bad it's gotten. I told you years ago when I spoke in a history class, when I asked people what they thought of at first when they thought about politician. All the nasty things, you know, thief, fake, liar, phony. I said, really, that's terrible because technically, if you really want to get down to the way we look at politicians today, Hamilton, Jefferson, Washington, they were politicians. Were they that nasty of men? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me go to Nick from California. Nick, thanks for calling the show. Hello?
It's rigged, Joe.
Oh, sorry. I should make the screen bigger. Okay, Rick, thanks for calling.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, I know you're talking about a lot of things, this and that and everything, but you know this, the children coming up illegally and everything like that, we need to stop this right now. We can't have politicians going in, you know, talking about it for 2 or 3 months because we're going to have too many of them here. And I found out recently on the radio that up here in Camp Roberts, where National Guard bases are, things above Paso Robles, they're bringing a bunch of them up here to store.
Yeah, it's not just there, though, Rick.
What are we going to do then?
It's not just there, Rick. It is everywhere. They're bringing them to all kinds of military bases and other outlets along the northern border of the country, and people are uneasy about it up there. Well, you know what? Why aren't they putting our vets in these places?
And I live, and Joe, right here in the Central Coast, This is the reddest part of California that we cherish. You know,
I know you guys are.
If you wanted to split the country in half, it's right here.
Yeah, no, I know you guys are, and the rest of us are bringing you down in this part. But you're right about the border issue, and I am hitting multiple issues tonight because there's so much going on that we're not paying attention to, and this is kind of one of them. I mean, people know there's something happening at the border, but they don't understand the thousands and thousands of children that are just being dropped off at the border. You saw it the other night when you saw those two little kids. For all intents and purposes, dropped from a 17 or 18 foot wall, right?
I lost my mind when I saw that video. Coyotes are ugly, but you cannot drop children from 10 feet up.
Oh, cold. Cold.
That's
wrong. That first child was what, 2 years? I think 2 years old or somewhere around there. When he first dropped, if you looked, was it three? You could tell it was a little child, and she wasn't moving.
Exactly.
When he first dropped her, and then they booked. You know, they got their money and ran. So, yeah, these are not good people, and forgive me for saying it this way, but what's that?
Cruz and everybody's doing a good thing down there.
Yeah.
But we need to stop this right now. We need to go back to the Trump thing. Let them do it in Mexico, not here.
Hey. We'll see. So when do we see Harris down there?
I appreciate
it. Come on, do you want to take a bet? When do you think you see Harris at the border? Never, right?
That's never going to happen.
No. Hey, God bless Rick. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate calling.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. We won't see her down there. Look, they don't care about the border. I mean, they really don't. The more chaos that they can create and blame on Trump, blame on Republicans, you know, blame on this side of the aisle, the better they'll feel about themselves. Back to Joe Manchin for a second. You know, but he's been pleading with his fellow Democrats on this bipartisanship by opposing killing the filibuster. And he's right. But part of it's out of fear. Remember, things that they've done have come back to bite them so many times. Jim Clyburn, he went after Manchin in an interview. You know, about the voting rights. Manchin is the only Democrat senator not co-sponsoring the For the People Act. Right? And it can only pass if the filibuster rules changes. But you see how they do these things, how they lay them out? For the people. It's not for the people. You look at the percentage of dollars from these bills that are actually coming back to the people. Look, if you want to help Americans out, stop sending money overseas. Let's start off there. Stop paying for abortions across the planet. How about we get money back right here, right into the hands of our people, right here? He went on to say, I'm insulted when he tells me that it's more important to maintain a relationship with a minority in the U.S. than it is for you to maintain a relationship with the minority of voters in America. Interesting how that works. Think about it. They didn't care about the minority when the Republicans were in the minority. They didn't care. Are they talking minorities like black and Hispanic? When are they going to stop that game? Many people in the black and Hispanic community want you to stop doing it anyway. The more you call them, look, it's asinine that in San Francisco they had to change terms for, you know, felons or what have you. You can't call them these names anymore because it makes them feel bad. It keeps them in a perpetual mode of criminalizing them. So, let's keep calling minorities such that they have a hard time, that the system is against, tell them all of this. System is against you. That's why we have to give you money. You're never going to be able to make it on your own. That's why we have to give you welfare. We have to feed you. We have to clothe you. Keep telling them that. We have to protect you because the white guy is against you. Although all we ever have at the top is white folks. Look at the Democrat chain of command. Look who is really in power in the Democrat Party. Can you find me any black folks that are really in power? You know, don't waste the brain space. No, you can't. The real power players, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden's a power figurehead because there ain't nothing there. Clyburn implied that the Democrats may lose their Senate majority over Manchin. No, they're going to lose their Senate majority over what they're doing and what they're shoving down the throats of Americans. And you know, if we get past this cheating thing, The Republicans will win and win big. And here's the deal. If they blow it then, they deserve to go down. I've been saying it forever. Stop talking about a third party. Go in and take it back. We need to go in and take it back. Take it away from the rhinos. Take it away from those people that really don't stand for our principles. And take it back. See, the party isn't what you think it is. Some of these people get in there, they think it's something else. The party has posted principles. Get in line with the principles or move on. Really that simple. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he became governor of California, he got a lesson early on. He couldn't get any of his stuff passed. Right? He thought he was going to go in there with a whip and a chair. It didn't work that way. He always figured the people had a clue when they knew what was going on, they would vote properly. No, because the message from the Democrats is consistent, it's in your face, it makes Republicans look bad. That's a big problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, I got to get to Joey B's lies. See, I went down one road. You guys let me go like crazy, and I kept going down that road, and it didn't work out well for anybody. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write this stuff down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you said you're having issues with our online apps at Apple and Android. Let me tell you what. I just, asking for tech support, asking for help. They're having, ready for this? You ready for this? They're having a problem with me asking for donations. Okay? That's what they say the issue is. So we're trying to work through it and fix it. But this is what I'm telling you, folks. They keep coming at us from every angle they can. They're trying to slow us down, make it impossible for us to put money together, to gather money. And this is a perfect example of that. They don't like the way we're doing donations. So I'm a senior host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
What's with all the commercials about saving animals, saving dogs, saving... We're the anti-abortion commercials, you know, saving kids, humans. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room. And just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's, you know, that's what we want you to be, part of the solution. The, God, you know what, if you head up to the website... I know, I'm a little late to tell you this now, huh? You have the website, therealside.com, and you look at we got some pretty darn good stories up there. They're not all mine. I grab them from other places, other people. Right, but again, you know, you'll see things like this. Some of the titles, where are the Dems? Why aren't they at the border? Thinking that walls don't work, finding out there's all kinds of walls around D.C., right? Funny how... When Trump was calling Amazon an enemy of the state, if you would, because they weren't paying their taxes, they were putting a drag and a strain on things, nobody would get up next to him. The Dems wouldn't get up. All of a sudden, Amazon's a problem. Right out of Joey B's mouth. And then I told you earlier, infrastructure bill. What are they? 1.9, 2.2, what's a couple trillion among friends? Trillions. We're not talking about billions here. Trillions. And just a little over $650 billion is actually going to go towards infrastructure. Now, Joey says, Well, it's just terminologies. No, it's not terminology. It says, yeah, the Republicans know what I mean. No, Joe, nobody knows what you mean. I mean, your wife doesn't even know what you mean half the time. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Seriously. When I see this stuff, I have to scratch my head. And where are the Dems at the border? I mean, don't they care? The caller earlier, we're talking about the surge, the kids that are coming through, parents that are just I don't believe the parents are just dropping these kids off. I think a lot of these kids have been abducted, absconded with. Right? I've heard a couple of more centrists reporters talking about how these kids are coming over. They don't have any parents, and they're being released to people we're not so sure are their parents. Earlier, Raul Ortiz, the deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, he told reporters he expected more than 1 million migrants will come to the U.S.-Mexican border this year. That would mirror the increase of border crossings in 2019, when almost 978 were taken into custody. Right? In February alone, the Border Patrol arrested, 100,000 plus migrants? They're calling them migrants. Let's call them what they are. They are illegals. Get over it. What the Constitution calls them too, you know. Holman said Wednesday the situation was totally preventable. Biden administration was briefed by ICE and Customs and Border Protection. Told if they ended the program, this is what would happen. There would be a rush. And this isn't because their homelands are so bad. This isn't because they're being persecuted by the gangs in their villages. This is nothing new. They see an opening, a way to get in, without a whole bunch of aggravation. Isn't that perfect? Really? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Did any of you see the picture of the White House bunny this year? Anybody? He had a mask on. Really? Are you afraid he's going to sneeze on you? I mean, I know he's got a big nose, but whatever. Kind of a downer, right? It was funny to see him come out and wave at the kids with the mask on. Why would you mask? I mean, seriously. I know, it's to make the kids feel okay about wearing a mask. But that was one of the complaints I got today from a parent I was talking to. That these kids are wearing the mask. They're not feeling any better in some areas, you know, with the kids at school. I don't blame them. Doesn't help. I can't see your face. I can't tell if you're happy at what I'm doing or teed off at what I'm doing, right? All right, USA Today has warned against or decided to tell you that you got to stop hugging people. I'm on board with that. And stop shaking hands. You know, fist bumps only, elbow bumps, whatever they're called. And that in and of itself is out of control. This same newspaper was the one that embraces Anthony Fauci, doesn't it? You know, Fauci's declaration that Americans should never again shake hands. Wow. Isn't that exciting? The newspaper published a serious essay calling on the country to consider other ways to personally greet one another. I guess yo bro is out? Not part of the message? Really, this just gets dumber every day. Right? They even provided a graphic with examples of how we should engage with folks. And one of them are two people standing like 6 feet apart and waving at each other. Because nothing says, you know, I really care about you than waving at someone. Right? Seriously. They've got another couple standing across from each other with their hand on their heart. I don't know if they're going to pledge allegiance or if they're, you know, saying, oh, look, I love you kind of thing. Right? And then there's the, what are they calling this one? The foot shake. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's where two people are touching feet in the picture. I wish you could see this. Two people standing like 6 feet apart, touching feet. Because nothing could go wrong with that scenario, could it? Nobody could fall over by accident or anything. And then you have the stereotypical elbow bump, head bow. Right? Really? The head bow. Oh, my God. and the elbow bump. All personal things. Oh, we are made for the human touch. We are made to see each other's faces. We are made to read body language. And they're taking all this away from us. Shafia Zaloom is a health educator at the Urban School of San Francisco. She recommends a number of safer methods to say, how do you do? Like, you know, the waving of the hands or doing the elbow bump. You know, she likes the bowing of the heads or putting our hands over our hearts. They show much more personal touch. Why, are you touching yourself? Right? Now, good luck to USA Today trying to enforce the no-hugging ban. Good luck with that. It's going to be a hard sell for the church, ladies. People go to church coming from church. And if a man comes at me with one of those foot taps, she said, don't be surprised if my other foot lands somewhere else. It's like a, what's it called, a fist bump? I mean, really, really? Where's the 2 million people that are supposed to be dead from this? I don't want a lot of people to die. You already know that. But all the information we've gotten this, from these people, none of it's true. None of it's been true. None of it has come to fruition. How many times do we put up with it? How many times do we act on something when that person has been wrong six or seven times before? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Listen, you guys know, we all know Mike Lindell. Mike is a fighter. He's a conservative fighter. And he's reached out to some of us and he said, look, you take a promo code, take of this, take of that. We'll see what we can do by helping each other out. I'll sell pillows. Maybe you can pick up a few bucks. So if you're really thinking about, you've been waiting, you can think about a MyPillow. You know, it's more than pillows, by the way. There's blankets and sheets and towels and all kinds of fun. So just, look, you peruse all day long these days anyhow. Just peruse the website now. Right? And use promo code Joe when you check out. Because if you use promo code Joe, you'll get some money off. MyPillow.com. If you're one of those that doesn't like to do it online, well, I'd go online. I'd look at what they have. I'd write down the code numbers. And then I would call them on the phone. 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. And that'll get you in that way as well. MyPillow.com. But we're supposed to be supporting each other. We should be supporting each other. Some of you think that he's already a billionaire. Well, let me tell you what. He took a big chunk of his change and put it into a movie that we all needed to see. It did well. So just because somebody has big chunks of money doesn't mean they're not going out the back door. You know? Anyway, always a pleasure. And all right, let's go to some of these crazy facts about Joe Biden. I know I've been meaning to get this. I just haven't got around to it. We're sending back the vast majority of families that are coming over the border. Anybody believe that? Anybody? Because I don't. If we kept the minimum wage index to inflation, people would be making $20 an hour right now. Yeah. Almost every economist says that's wrong. Now, if he's making these comments off the cuff, it's dangerous. Dangerous for the American populace. They might act on some of these things that will never come true. Like I said, every qualified person to a four-year college in their state for $150 billion. Yeah. Joe, you're running out of finger and toes. That's another false one. PolitiFact is calling these false. I mean, they're not on our side, that's for sure. Joe Bushy, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. If you're going somewhere else, can't hang out, we'll catch you tomorrow. If you can, got a whole more hour coming up with me. What else could you want? We'll be right back.